Well, the disciples in the gospel today are pretty bold. They're thinking they're pretty hot stuff today. Jesus has been teaching them, and now they think they got it all figured out. They know what there is to know, and now you're talking plainly. Now we realize that you know everything. Jesus questions them, though. Do you believe? They think they do. They've come, and they think their faith is pretty strong at this point. In fact, if you had asked the disciples, they probably would have told you their faith is at the pinnacle. Nothing will shake them now. And indeed, we know that at the Last Supper and so forth, Peter says this on behalf of all of them, "Lord, we're ready to die with you. I will never deny you." On one hand, it's great that they have this great zeal. On the other hand, they don't know what they're talking about because they're not ready for this. And Jesus knows it. So in the face of all this excitement, Jesus is kind of more sober. Do you believe? Well, let me tell you this. The hour is coming when each of you is going to be scattered and go away, and you will leave me alone. Must have been very accusing towards the disciples. Certainly, we know Peter is struck when Jesus says that even he will deny him. But Jesus, he knows all this. Everything is in place. He knows the plan of his Father. And so he has peace because he knows where things are going. What do the apostles lack? Well, there's not a coincidence that we have this reading during the seventh week of Easter when we are called to be with, as it were, the apostles and Mary, begging God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. The apostles at this point might be like those in the first reading where Paul goes and he asks them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" And they have to say, "We've never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." I think it's a case of they don't know exactly what it is they lack. And I think perhaps the apostles were lacking the same thing. They had not yet been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so as great as their faith was, it's because of this that Jesus is able to say, "It is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come." So we're in this week now where we celebrate that Jesus has gone. He has ascended into heaven, and we beg for the coming of his Holy Spirit. Now, of course, we've all received the Holy Spirit in our baptism, in our confirmation. Indeed, whenever we receive Jesus, we receive the Father, the Holy Spirit, all together. You cannot separate the Godhead. But we too need to be confident, but also to continue to recognize our great need for the Holy Spirit. Jesus knows that even with this gift, at times we will fail him. And he loves us anyway. And his answer is to continue to give us the Holy Spirit more and more if we ask him. Our gospel tells us something very important. In the world, you will have trouble. How often do we precisely fall into sin in life because somehow we think if there's trouble, something is wrong? We're standing up for our faith. Maybe we're defending what the church teaches, and all of a sudden there is trouble. What's our first reaction? Well, I think sometimes our reaction is, "Uh-oh, people are mad. I did something wrong. I said something wrong. Maybe I shouldn't do that again. After all, everybody got all upset when I said, well, the church teaches this. Or, well, I'm a Christian, and I know I have to go to Mass on Sunday." Maybe even your own Catholic friends are the ones that get mad at you, and all of a sudden there is trouble. The gospel today tells us plainly that if our reaction to trouble is to say something is wrong, well, then we don't quite have it right. Jesus says, in the world you will have trouble. In the world you will have trouble. So when things go wrong, our reaction should be, I must be doing something right. In fact, I often find this in my own life. It's precisely when I feel most attacked, like the devil is just really throwing up obstacles all over the place. Nothing seems to go right. prayer seems very difficult. I don't seem to get anything out of Mass. Everything seems to have gone cold. There's lots of trouble, people opposing. It's precisely at that moment that I have to take a step back and say, I must really be doing something right, because the devil is really out there trying to oppose what I'm doing. Something must be very right. I need to keep on doing whatever it is I'm doing. That would be the kind of reaction that Jesus has for us. In the world, you will have trouble. But he says, I have told you this so that you might have peace. That's a different kind of peace that Jesus gives. Peace because he says, take courage. I have overcome the world. So today, let's be careful that we're not looking around at the world, trying to determine what we should or shouldn't do. We need to rather be focused on the Holy Spirit, the giver of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, that we might see aright God's plan and to be able to discern where the world, the flesh, and the devil get in the way. And ultimately then to have peace. Peace in Jesus, peace in the gift of the Holy Spirit, to know that if there is trouble, so be it. Take courage. I have overcome the world.